This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you have a gun in your house that you intend to use for self-defense, if you carry a gun in your car for self-defense, if you carry a gun on you for self-defense, then you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. No other, I mean, we'll have to do a show just devoted to their attributes, I guess. Coming from the Oregon Public Broadcasting System, they put this out there. In Germany, you have to have a good reason for owning a gun, like if you're a sports shooter, hunter, or in rare cases, a gun collector. However, you can't buy a firearm simply for personal protection. Self-defense doesn't count as a necessity there. However, they have a nice little phenomenon going on right now. Thank you, Angela Merkel. Because Germans are afraid of more lone wolf attacks on their soil, and they're requesting self-defense weapons permits in record high numbers, and experts say citizens across every socioeconomic class, from workers to professors, blue-collar to academia, are requesting these. New police research data confirmed Germans feel increasingly unsafe in the wake of the recent lone wolf attacks, and their fear is driving the demand for non-lethal self-defense weapons. As of June 2016, there were 402,301 small arms carry permits in the National Weapons Register. The first half of 2015 recorded slightly less than 270,000 requests for permits. That's an almost 50% jump in permit applications. Germany's small arms carry permits are Kleiner Waffenschein, are restricted to non-lethal self-defense weapons like blank firing gas pistols and flare guns. Oh, man. I don't understand. Well, I can't picture me jumping through a bunch of flaming hoops to carry a blank firing gas pistol. Now, in a country with one of the strictest weapons laws in Europe, there are still people who see a need for more gun laws for its citizens. Irene Mihalik, the internal expert of the Greens parliamentary group, is pushing to require the license to carry on all gun purchases. We deem it necessary that also for the acquisition of irritant weapons, the presentation of small firearms certificate is required. She told Welt am Sonntag, which is another publication there. Currently, Germans are only required to show proof of age to purchase and possess weapons, and those permits are free. But those who wish to carry those weapons are required to obtain a small arms license to carry this. I was stationed in Germany, and I loved being in Bavaria. Loved it. Back then, there was a Turkish presence there, nothing like it is today. You know, I was back there in the 80s when it was still primarily Germany. It was Germans and Americans, mainly. And I follow a couple of guys on YouTube. Like, I'm always watching things on YouTube about filmmaking because I try, you know, I make YouTube videos and I try to make them something besides me sitting there going, "Hi, I'm Bill, and look at this." You know, I want it to be a little more than that. So I look at technique and everything, and I look at these guys that are out of Germany whenever I can, if they're speaking English, because while I did have a working knowledge of Germany, or German, of Deutsch, I've been gone from there since 1987, and that is really gone for the most part. I still know how to ask, where's the toilet, where's the train station, and I want a beer. And beyond that, everything else has left me. So I try to listen in to the English part of it, just so I can see the German countryside, because I loved it there. However, in Germany back then, the gun clubs were a big thing. The gun clubs were a big thing. And the Germans themselves, in the 80s, they had a lot of guns. But I'm not sure what the storage requirements were then. Getting a call here. I'm not sure what the storage requirements were. Can you get him to hold on that, Patrick, simply because we're coming up on the break and I want to give him the benefit of the whole time?
Yeah.
All right. I just don't want to get him on there and say, thanks for the call, 2.5 minutes into it. Hang on for me there, Tom. So, you know, I don't know what the storage requirements were, but, I mean, there used to be at the Schützen clubs that we would go to, there was a lot of people participating that were German. Rod and gun clubs in Germany for the American military were big places because that's where we went and bought guns. And, I mean, I could kick myself over some of the stuff that I bought and let go of. I bought a Polizei trade-in Walther PP super gun in .380 that was immaculate. And, I mean, so rare, I paid $80 for it. And I sold it. If only I knew then what I know now, right? But, I mean, these guys are in a place where they don't have a right to keep and bear arms. And we sit here. The problem that I have with all of this that happens here in this country is there's a lot of gun owners right now who don't listen to me, who don't listen to anybody. They should be listening to somebody, and they should be getting involved, and they should be getting active because the right is being threatened right now. It's being threatened right now, and if they can do it, they're going to do it. And once it's gone, there's only going to be one way to get it back, because it's never going to come back gradually. It's never going to come back gradually. That is one of the realities of political shenanigans is once it's put in place, I mean, don't ever look to see abortion repealed. It will never go away. It's law. It's settled law. You know, some Supreme Court justices found a right somewhere and said, oh, yeah. And that's the only right to privacy we have, by the way. Once this stuff is done, there's only going to be one way to undo it. And that will be to go and take it in a bloody fight. So when I look at all of these Americans that are just sitting around not doing anything in this election, because they're saying, well, Trump's not my choice, so I'll be sitting home out of principle. You know, Eric Erickson doesn't like him. Kevin Williamson doesn't like him. Bill Kristol doesn't like him. So therefore, I don't like him, and I'm going to stay home. You're letting people tell you what to think. You're falling exactly for what the liberals want you to do. Think for yourself. And think for yourself that you're about to lose some stuff. Because if Hillary gets in there, well, buddy, she may not pass too many laws. She might have Republicans to deal with for the rest of her days. But she will get to pad the Supreme Court. And then the next time New York passes something unconstitutional, it winds its way through the courts. It'll make it to the Supreme Court. They'll undo Heller. They'll undo McDonald. They'll undo everything. And in the background will be a bunch of you sitting there that could have done something that didn't do something. It's just like being in a terrorist situation. If you can fight, fight. We'll be right back, going straight to the phones when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Blog News Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You're not a member, you should be. Let's go to the phone, shall we? Tom in Baltimore. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, Big Daddy. When are you going to get a real job, man?
And
that's my new greeting for you.
So,
I'm so glad I caught that crazy little demented man the other night. Did that cowardly biatch ever call you back? I bet he didn't.
He did not. What he does is, I don't know when he listens, but I don't even know if he's logged into GCN Live or listening on some radio station, but he'll call in without even knowing what I'm talking about. Most of the time, he was actually talking about guns this time, but everything else was a non sequitur, and he's got something going on with Larry Pratt, and, it was, I don't know. But it was pretty funny. It was.
I caught your very admirable position in letting him speak his mind. I thought that was great. I like to hear opposing opinions, no matter how crazy they are. And you extended your virtual hand to shake and leave on agreeing to disagree. And the little crazy demented man had a brick in his, and he whacked it upside the head. And I thought, did he just say that and hang up, that little coward? I was laughing hard.
The only thing I took from that was he could not level with me. He would not tell me why he was calling. And I held on for him through the break because I got his call in the middle of the segment. And I held on, and I was going to let him have the whole thing because I thought I knew who this was. And, he never would get to the point, but I guess he's just jealous. I hope he works 80 hours a week and makes $5 an hour in beautiful downtown, expensive as hell to live in San Francisco.
Well, Bill, if you had a chance, I spoke with one of these liberal types, and the more I speak with them and listen to them, they're so different. This guy was Jonathan Rauch from the Brookings Institution. He was on the Washington Journal C-SPAN.
Okay.
And we share the same last name, and I said, I'd like to talk to you, and maybe we could find some common ground. And I broached to him what I have spoken with you about before, about the fact that we have moved so far apart. And oddly enough, what we're properly named, we have half the country who are properly named Democrats, they gladly will cede the power that was vested with we the people, and then they'll give it to the bureaucrats and the judges and the lawyers. They like it. They want the rules and regulations, the codes and statutes. They want to be protected by others from cradle to grave. And I said, and then you've got purists like me who believe that the framers had it right, that common law should rule, that we should have government very small, out of the way. Let's just agree to disagree and part in a civilized way. We don't have to fight about things anymore, because certainly, just like you've been saying, Mr. Rauch, during this whole program this morning, we cannot move anywhere these days. And we can't, because certainly you folks want certain things, and the purists, we're not going to move from our basic godly values. It's just not going to happen. So civilized people, they part ways. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, the Constitution allows for it. It expected it might happen that way. We don't have to have a war. We don't have to fight. And we don't have to stand still. And he said, and then he hung up, and he took a cheap shot. He said, He said, I think we settled that with the slavery issue. Let's stick to issues with people on planet Earth. And I thought, another brick in the hand as soon as he hung up all day, when you can't respond. But that's the way these folks are. And I honestly don't see how we're ever going to move away from the stuck position that we're in. They're always going to want more. There's an old maxim of law that says, for those whom nothing is base, nothing will ever be sufficient. Basically, if you find nothing repugnant, if you have no basic set of values, you can use base in either as defined terms in the dictionary. It works both ways. It'll never be sufficient for them. And, of course, we want things. We're not trying to reinvent things. Our Constitution was based on the Magna Carta, which was based on biblical principles. So we're just trying to go back to the basics, and they're always going to want to reinvent what God created. And it, how do we move on, Bill?
Well, I'm probably going to hold you through the break, okay? But I'm going to start by telling you this. And this is the part that is the most nefarious thing about progressives. Your position is, hey, let's talk, and if we don't like what the other one has to say, well, we can part on civil terms, and I'll just exist, and you exist the way you want to exist, and I'll exist the way I want to exist, and never the twain shall meet, and I wish you luck, right? That's your position.
Because concession is indeed the better part of valor sometimes. We don't want to be violent. They do that. They want to rule us, but yet they'll call us the violent ones.
Well, see, the problem with progressives is even as you walk away, let's think about what they would say. They would be calling you a racist, a homophobe, an Islamophobe, all kinds of phobes, and all of this other stuff. And you are going to think the way we tell you to think. And that's their position. And you can't walk away from that. You can't. You can try. You can certainly try.
They will pursue us, Bill. They will pursue us.
Yes, they will. So
with the guns that they want to get rid of.
Well, I see, that's the reason I want to hold you through the break if you have the time, is I want to discuss that with you simply because you're on the phone and you brought it up, and it's a fascinating thing to discuss, especially since you're in Baltimore and you probably get your fair share of them, like every time you start that riot.
I was in the city for a whole career. I know the liberals well.
But that's the problem. That's the biggest part of the problem, is that we are willing to live and let live, and they want nothing about it. They want nothing to do with that. They want power. They want charge.
They've gotten worse, Bill, because I tell you, my first boss was Mayor Smoke, and he was a good guy. We could work with him. He was intelligent. He actually thought more like a conservative, if you want to know the truth. I don't know if you know anything about him. He's the president.
Check it out. We're coming up on the break. I want to hold you. I want to hold you, because then we're going to get to the punchlines, and I'll tell you why I see problems ahead. But you just hang on. Put you back on hold, and we'll get to that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. If you do have the time to call and you have a real job I could look at, I'd appreciate it. This part of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't joined Second Call Defense, you really ought to. Back to the phones we go, Tom in Baltimore, because we're talking about how we cannot escape from the progressives when they decide they want to press their case. You know, one of the problems I see with this, though, Tom, like when you called into this guy and he had to get his little parting shot, and this other dude got his little, David got his parting shot on me. They always do that when they're running away, don't they?
That's probably their standard response. They don't have anything logical to say. And if you listen to the callers, most were like him, and he just didn't get the point. They always want to go to an insult that has nothing to do with what I said. I said nothing about slavery. They want to take what you say, twist it into something ugly. And listen, there's plenty of folks not of my color who agree with me completely. They don't like it. Like I said, the mayor I worked for originally, Kurt Smoke, he was a good guy. Listen, and the older Democrats, even one of our state senators, Senator Stone, they're not like these newer ones. They had values like many of us do. Even the older folks in this city, who were not my skin color, they were conservative. You know, the Democrats used to be kind of conservative, kind of the party for the poor. My grandmother was one. But it's changed so much that, again, that Maxwell law holds so true, nothing will ever be sufficient. They want us to be like them or damn us to hell.
Well, the problem is they don't have any method to do it because they've, you know, for the longest time they wanted to ban guns for the only ones that should have them would be cops and the military. Well, they've turned the military into a transgendered experiment, social experiment, and the manpower of the military now is down there pre-Pearl Harbor, right? And they've thrown the cops under the bus. I mean, the cops, it's open season on them now, so they're not going to get out there and say, you expect us to go kick in a few doors for you. We're not doing that. So I don't – the only thing that can happen now would be for us to be simply too polite. And when they pass – you know, if Clinton becomes president or something and she passes laws or the Supreme Court decides the Heller decision doesn't really exist or whatever and the Second Amendment is not affirmed anymore, then it would be up to us to – yeah, right. But, I mean, we've already seen stuff where they, you know, everybody's, you know, the New York Safe Act, nobody complied with that. In Connecticut, nobody complied with that.
I want better for my kids. You know, I don't want them to have to be in this constant struggle with what many of us are realizing is really an ugly, ungodly way of this other group of people. They've got to realize that they cannot force their beliefs on other people. We certainly don't want to force our beliefs on them. And yet we're the ones who are always labeled the aggressive, non-government-liking, sovereign citizens. And let's face it, the Supreme Court, many Supreme Court justices have held in their writings that, indeed, the people are sovereign. Yet the government, you know, is also sovereign. Yet it doesn't want to have anyone else that's sovereign, and that's one of the big problems. They don't want to actually recognize when it comes to actual cases that, indeed, you know, what they said in the past. If you read the Supreme Court writings, they step all over each other. I mean, that's a mess, too. I mean, they're divided as much as the people are.
And it sort of, I mean, what was, I mean, there's certain, like Roe versus Wade, well, that's been canonized, so... That one's still out there, but there's a lot of their stuff that has come and gone. But, I mean, the problem that you and I face is we do want better for our children. And, I mean, one of the reasons that I'm trying to get back into the best shape I can is in case I have to be involved in something that I don't really want to be involved in.
You know, I think that we are reasonable enough that we would give them so much more than they'd be willing to give us. And it would be so great for them because I think, honestly, we just want to get away, you know? And we understand that, you know, we understand how ugly violence and war is. I mean, you want to avoid that at all costs. I don't think they get that. They believe they'd rather kill us all than to actually do something reasonable. That's how unreasonable they are, yet they make it seem like we're the unreasonable ones.
Well, the biggest difference, and I'll tell you what I see, and I mean, this is horrible to consider, especially when I'm talking about other Americans. The progressive America reminds me a lot of these jihadis, except for the fact that jihadis will run at you head first. They will come at you, and they will attack you, and if you kill them, well, you kill them. But the progressives are of the same mindset. There's no appeasing them, just like there's no appeasing the jihadis. There's no getting along with them. There's no nothing. They want it all. They're going to take it all. Anything we do as far as being nice or polite, that they regard that as either misguided or weakness. And that's fine. We'll do unto others, but I mean, in some certain things, you know, I'm getting to the point now to where, you know, like with David the other day, I knew that David was going to hem and haw for as long as he was out there, and I just let him string along and everything. And finally, he revealed that I needed a real job, and he hates guns, and he hates Larry Pratt, and okay.
Yeah, they
listen to a 3-hour radio show, and that's all you got to talk about, so. Okay.
And let me leave you with this, Bill, and I'd like to hear from some of the other listeners as well. Sure. I honestly believe we have one virtual battlefield left, and that's the court systems. I've not given up on them yet. There's plenty of laws out there. In fact, I was looking at some laws. I think our president admitted to breaking some the other night. You know, he admitted that there were laws against dealing with Iran, and yet he went ahead and said, that's why we went ahead and used cash. We call that conversion and skirting the law. That's still breaking the law. So I looked it up, and it's Title 18 USC, and there's 1956. There's A, B. There's so many areas where that could be prosecuted. Now, here's the thing. Of course, Nixon made it clear when the president breaks a law, it's not breaking the law, but these titles don't exempt the folks that participated. I think we should go after or at least look into having somebody try to prosecute those who facilitated this transfer.
Yeah.
You start getting the guys who are doing the dirty work for these folks, and maybe it'll stop. But I still think if we actually pressed for what the Constitution actually says, trying to get standing and trying to get some laws passed, we might be able to get something done in a peaceful way.
I hope you're right. The problem is it's a lot of these judges have gotten away with just making it up as they go. I mean, there's one judge in one of the appeals courts who's saying that he wants to abandon the Constitution altogether, and he hasn't been fired yet. I know he's got lifetime tenure and everything, but he should be kicked out right now. But
one more thing.
Quick.
18 U.S.C. Code 1001 covers false statements even by politicians. Check it out.
Very good. Thank you for the call, Tom. Thanks for holding on
for me.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the biggest problem is that they're not going to be as polite as we're going to be. So we're going to have to be very impolite to get them to understand that we mean business and we can bring it with us when we come. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. If you have not joined them yet, you should be doing it right now. Right now! England! Or more specifically, London, which is in England, the United Kingdom, Old Blighty, whatever you want to call it. Crime involving guns and knives is at its highest level since riots swept England's major cities in the summer of 2011. If you don't remember that, that was when one guy running around with a Molotov cocktail could run up on a bunch of people who had also been conditioned to do nothing about that, throw one Molotov cocktail and burn down a block. That was happening. Violent crime among young people has risen steadily in recent years after a significant drop immediately following the widespread unrest of 2011, which was spurred on by the shooting of a suspect. The report follows a bloody night in London when a woman was killed and five others injured in a mass stabbing incident in Russell Square. In a separate attack on Wednesday night, another man was stabbed to death on an estate in Wandsworth, southwest London. Figures compiled by the mayor's office indicate the number of violent incidents from May 2015 to May 2016 is almost on par with the number of serious youth crimes committed in the 12 months prior to the English riots. Between August 6th and 15th, 2011, more than 3,000 people were arrested across England on suspicion of playing a role in the public disorder. The riots, which saw widespread looting, arson, mugging, and even murder, were sparked by the fatal police shooting of Mark Duggan in Tottenham. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has reportedly been warned of growing violence across the city and heightened tensions between police and young people. Analysis of the data compiled by the mayor's office has identified a disturbing trend mirroring the buildup of violent incidents before London and several English cities became involved in the riots. In the year prior to May 2011, Times found that there were 6,923 incidents of serious youth violence in London, including physical attacks, gun, and knife crime. How can there be any gun crime in England? There are no... Well, no, that's not true. There's millions of guns in England. I know how there's gun crime. But they get out there all the time. You know, Piers Morgan would get up and say, well, you know, we don't have guns in my home country, and therefore we don't have any crime. We only had 35 people killed with guns. How did you have those 35 people that were killed with guns there, Piers? I always wanted to ask him that. How'd that happen? You say there's no guns, and yet 35 people got killed with guns. How'd that happen? The figure of incidents dropped for the next 2 years, initially to 6,468 in 2012, then 5,074 in 2013. But violent crime is on the rise again, with 6,261 incidents reported in the 12 months to May 2016. The number of knife crimes resulting in injury has also jumped. In the 12 months prior to May 2012, there were 3,747 stabbings of under 25s. That figure fell to 3,230 in the following year, but has increased to 3,725 in the 12 months prior to May of 2016. Figures raised concerns that 2016 could see a repeat of the riots, which took place 5 years ago. I guess if they had a repeat of shooting somebody, I guess that might happen. One police officer was stabbed and four more were injured in Hyde Park last month after a water fight escalated into a clash between police and up to 4,000 young revelers. At the same time, in Hackney, East London, dozens of officers were pelted with missiles, as they closed down an unlicensed block party attended by around 400 people. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has said, I am determined to tackle this blight on the lives of some of our city's most vulnerable young people. The blight. We're pushing for tougher consequences for those caught with knives and more action to prohibit the sale of knives to children. Good luck. Good luck with guns. You guys that get out there and think we can prohibit crime, what manner of mental health issue do you have? How do you see? The toughest thing to stop is an idea. And if somebody has this idea that it's easier, or, you know, it's easier to get this if I do this crime, or if I, you know, I just want to hurt somebody, so I'm going to hurt somebody. How do you prohibit that? I mean, let's say all of a sudden, see, one of the things I know is that if somebody snapped their fingers and all the guns went away, well, there's still going to be people murdering people. And then if we snap our fingers and all the knives go away, there's still going to be people murdering people and hurting people. And it's not about the weapon. It's about the intent. These young people right here, there's not a lot of, they're talking about 40, you know, just in two incidents, you got 4,400 young people. Do they not have any economic development in England? I mean, does London not have any chances for these kids to have jobs? What's the deal with it? Why do they have so much time on their hands? And this blight, look, if these kids go bad, treat them as if they're going bad. Don't get out there and say, well, it's for the children. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Treat them for what they are. They are, you know, delinquents. Let them be delinquents and deal with them. England is the most violent country in the industrial world, bar none. The fact that they are, you know, having these incidents. They have 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000. We have 410. 2,034, 410. Now you'll hear President Barack Obama get out there and say, no one else in the developed world has this. No, we don't have it to that degree. Because I myself am not concerned with violent crime, that, you know, I'm not concerned with gun crime or with knife crime or brick crime or baseball bat crime or cricket bat crime or hooligan crime or wilding crime. I'm concerned with violent crime. I misspoke earlier. Violence is the problem. All other things that go into play are the tools of violence. Those tools normally would just be, you know, self-defense tool, sporting tool, carving tool. But in the hands of somebody that is violent, it becomes an aberration of itself. It becomes prostituted. It becomes an abused tool. And it's used to abuse people. So, you know, getting out here and looking at these things, knives must be stopped. We got to stop these proliferation of knives. Guns must be stopped. No, it doesn't matter what you stop. First of all, you're not going to be successful. There is no way to prohibit that. Every time we've ever tried prohibition, that doesn't work. It doesn't work right now. The gun-free haven of the United States is Chirac. And they're on pace to, I mean, set records. They are on pace to beat their own records. So, these, you know, I'm waiting to see a politician that gets out there and when he sees something like this occur, he doesn't get out there and call for a law. He gets out there and says, we need the parents to step up, could you? Because if the youth of this nation is going crazy, where are the parents? Parents, do something with your kids. We'll back you up. You have our full power. We're not going to step in. You need to do some corporal punishment. Don't worry about it. We're not going to step in and take your child from you. But we've got so much intrusion into our lives now with government that parents aren't allowed to be parents anymore. And look, I didn't ever strike my children. Because they didn't warrant it. But we live in a world now where a NFL running back can get in trouble for whipping his kid and get suspended and his, you know, what? Hey, it's a good thing my dad wasn't in the NFL, isn't it? We're going to flip into hour number three. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.